With just over a month until the UK is due to leave the European Union, the Labour opposition has declared it's ready to support another Brexit referendum. Until now, the Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has resisted calls to support a second people's vote, but now he says it might be needed to prevent a damaging no-deal exit. A short time ago, I spoke with our Europe correspondent, Samantha Hawley.
Well, it is quite significant, as you mentioned. And it's only a month until the UK is meant to leave the European Union, Sabra, and we still have quite a mess. If you've been tuning out to, I guess, Brexit in recent times, now's the time to tune back in. Jeremy Corbyn's statement this evening to his Labour MPs is significant for a number of reasons. One, of course, because we've seen Jeremy Corbyn himself, the Labour leader, under great pressure in recent weeks. Last week, we saw 8 of his MPs defect from his party and join an independent group. But secondly, I think also it puts that prospect of a second referendum back in the spotlight, back on the table. At this stage, it would look like it wouldn't get up, that it wouldn't have enough support in the British Parliament. But that said, it's a very unpredictable environment. The House of Commons is deeply divided. We have a new independent group with Conservatives and Labour MPs joining together. So anything is possible. So you can't rule it out. And Jeremy Corbyn this evening saying that his party is willing to support an amendment for a second vote or indeed even put that amendment forward. Now, the catch is, Sabra, we don't have much detail here yet, so we wouldn't know what the referendum would actually ask. He hasn't said this evening yet whether or not it would actually rule out Brexit, that is, have an option on there for the UK to remain in the European Union.
As you say, you think that it will be unlikely that it will get enough support, but what does this do for Theresa May with barely a month left to try and negotiate a deal?
Well, again, it puts her in a difficult negotiating position. Of course, she is still trying, and she says that she's still confident in getting some sort of deal before the 29th of March, but there's not really many people that believe that she's going to be able to do that. Now, of course, on her side, members of her party are now really pushing down, trying to get her to delay Brexit. So an amendment will be put forward in the Parliament on Wednesday from her own side to basically delay the date, so March the 29th. They don't think that's realistic anymore. They want it to be delayed. Now, Theresa May is resisting that. She's resisted that all along, but it's hard to see now, given that that date is so close, that there needs to be some movement, either a delay, a second referendum, or, of course, the other prospect is that the UK leaves the European Union with no deal at all. Now, that is what people are worried about. It could be, they think, devastating for the UK economy. There could be all sorts of dramas on the border. And, of course, the biggest issue that they're very concerned about is that there would be a return to that border, the Irish border. And that is what many people in the Parliament do not want to see and are trying to avoid here.
And that's our Europe correspondent, Samantha Hawley.